today's meditation and call, I was thinking about how much acrimony there is in the world right now, and so much suffering and stress that's happening in the news, and it seems to be filtering down. So I thought, kind of a theme that I was working with for myself is, may I be at ease in all situations. It's that idea that you're still aware of what's happening, and you acknowledge it. You don't turn away from it, but you also try and find both the ease and benevolence in the situation, particularly benevolence towards oneself and benevolence, of course, meaning that quality of being well-meaning, of being kind. So this guided meditation today has a very slight adaptation from Sensei Zenju Earthlin Manuel. And this was something she put together back in 2010, and she entitled it For All Beings. Zenju is a African-American Zen Buddhist priest. And before that, I thought I would read this quote from a Frenchman who was born in 1688. And all those years ago, he said, "In this world, you must be a bit too kind to be kind enough." And his name is Pierre Carlet de Chamblain de Marvaux, and he was a dramatist and novelist. In this world, you must be a bit too kind to be kind enough. So now I invite you to get into a comfortable position, one that you can hold for the next 25 or so minutes. Just settling in to your chair or cushion. Maybe taking 3 deep breaths, maybe a slow in-breath, and then extending the out-breath, actually making the out-breath a bit longer than the in-breath. And then once you've finished taking those 3 deeper in-breaths and out-breaths, you can just let the breath return to its natural rhythm. You might even observe that moment when the breath settles back into its rhythm. And there's no need to manage your breath in any way. You can just let it be natural. Sometimes the in-breaths are a bit deeper or more shallow. And that goes for the out-breaths as well. Sometimes there's a shorter or longer gap between an in-breath and the next out-breath. You can just let it be as it is. Remembering that your body knows how to breathe. Your body has known how to breathe since the day you were born. Since that very first day you took a breath. And you might also take a moment at the beginning of this meditation to scan through the body, noticing your posture right now. Is there any way you can make a micro adjustment or two so that your body feels more comfortable, so that you can be more alert, more relaxed? See if you can make any adjustments to your posture as an effort and as a great kindness to yourself. And now I also invite you to scan through the body from the inside out, just noticing any sensations, noticing where you might be holding tension, and seeing if you can invite relaxation and letting go. So maybe starting at the top of the head and moving into the forehead and brow, letting the brow be smooth, letting the eyes be relaxed. You might even notice an upward turn at the corner of the eyes, as if a slight smile is appearing at the corner of the eyes. Maybe unhinging the jaw. Relaxing the tongue. Maybe sensing the breath at the nostrils or upper lip. And then even opening the awareness to the head as a whole. And then letting the awareness flow into the neck and throat. And then the awareness flowing into the shoulders and shoulder blades. Just inviting relaxation to this entire area. And then letting the awareness flow into the arms and hands. Feeling the arms and hands and fingers from the inside out. And then letting the awareness flow into the torso, from the top of the shoulders to the sits bone. All the way to deep inside the torso, with the breathing lungs, the beating heart. The movement of the belly as you breathe. Contacting directly the vitality that's in the body. And perhaps even inclining towards your heart as you would towards a young child. Offering care and kindness to your own heart. And then just sensing the torso as a whole once again. The skin, the flesh, and the bone. And then letting the awareness flow into the legs and feet and toes. Feeling the legs, feet, and toes from the inside out. The temperatures tingling, pulsing, heaviness or lightness. The expression of vitality in the legs and feet. And then opening the awareness to the body as a whole, from head to toe, inside and out. And now we'll begin the benevolence practice or the loving kindness practice written by Zenju Earthlin Manuel. And after I say some of these phrases, you can just let the words resonate through your being, or you may choose to repeat a phrase or two to yourself. Whatever feels right for you. And this is her wish for all beings. It's that quality of being well-meaning towards all beings. May all beings be cared for and loved. Be listened to, understood, and acknowledged, even with their differing views. May all beings be accepted for who they are in this moment. Be afforded patience. Be allowed to live without fear of having their lives taken away or their bodies violated. May all beings be safe and protected. May all beings be safe and protected. May all beings be well in the broadest sense. Be fed. Be clothed. May they be treated well because their lives are indeed precious. May all beings be held in the eyes of each other as family. May all beings be appreciated and feel welcomed anywhere on the planet. May all beings be welcomed anywhere on the planet. May all beings be freed from acts of hatred and desperation, including war, poverty, slavery, and street crimes. May all beings be freed from acts of hatred and desperation. May all beings live on the planet, housed and protected from harm. May all beings be given what is needed to live fully, to live in abundance. May all beings enjoy life and have ease, living without fear of one another. May all beings be able to speak freely in a voice and in a mind of love. May all beings be able to speak freely in a voice and a mind of love. May all beings receive and share the gifts of life. May all beings receive and share the gifts of life. May all beings experience the deep peace and ease within this life. May all beings experience deep peace and ease within this life. May all beings be free from ignorance. May all beings be awake. May all beings be awake to loving presence. May all beings be held in compassion. And for the next couple of minutes, if you like, you can just have that felt sense of benevolence and kindness radiating throughout your body, because you too are one of the beings on this planet. And you can choose to give that benevolence to yourself. And you can also choose to radiate it out to all beings. And if you like, you can repeat a phrase or a single word. If that helps balance your mind. Something like, may all beings be held in compassion. Or may all beings be awake to loving presence. Or simply just the words loving presence or awake. Just slowly repeating those words silently to yourself. May all beings be held in loving presence. May all beings be safe and protected. And if your mind wanders, or when it wanders, know that you can just come back to that sensation of benevolence in the body, or repeating your word or phrases. You can always begin again, always start fresh. In fact, you can congratulate yourself when you've noticed you've been lost in thought. That's a moment of strengthening your mindfulness practice. It's time well spent. Noticing you've been lost in thought and beginning again. And now just releasing the practice of repeating the phrases and coming into the body once again, feeling the sensations from head to toe, inside and out. Perhaps deepening the breath. And then when you're ready, opening your eyes.